Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2427. Is that weekly cheat meal ruining your weight loss progress? Part 2 by Landon Poberin with markfisherfitness.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Thursday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2426. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Is that weekly cheat meal ruining your weight loss progress? Part 2 by Landon Poberin with markfisherfitness.com. Step 2, make a plan. Next up, create an eating plan that serves your goals. We want to make sure that it's not too restrictive or too low calorie that it ends up causing you to binge. If this is the case, the plan needs to change. Now, maybe it is a matter of simply not restricting foods and allowing yourself the flexibility to eat things you enjoy more frequently so you can adhere to your plan. Don't think of certain foods as on or off plan. If you would like to consume something higher in calories but stay on track, you always have the option to plan ahead and make your restaurant meal fit within the context of your plan. Often, people are not aware of the calories that different foods or meals contain. Do some research before the next time you go out. Check the calories, read the labels, and arm yourself with as much knowledge as you can. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is not bliss. I recently wrote an article discussing how one simple restaurant swap saved one of my clients over 1,200 calories at his weekly date night with his wife. Small changes can make a large impact. Step 3. Look at the big picture. The frequency of events like cheat meals amplifies the impact they have on your weight loss journey. If your goal is to lose 15 pounds this year, and you're taking a single summer vacation where you plan to indulge some, you likely don't need to stress about these things. A singular week in the context of a year will have little impact on your overall weight loss and health progress. On the other hand, if you travel once a month for business and know that you always relax in your eating when you're on the road, this greater frequency will likely impact your weight loss journey. Where a single yearly vacation won't impact the big picture, a monthly trip might if you don't consider implementing some strategies for when you're away. If you know travel can trigger some of your more unhealthy eating choices, looking at your big picture might play out like this. I travel often. Look at each trip within the context of your other trips. Do you have some plans coming up that are bigger and more important to you in terms of wanting dietary freedom? It's time to make some strategic decisions about where to indulge. I rarely travel. In this case, it's a good idea to give yourself a little freedom to enjoy some nice meals and treats while you're away. Eat mindfully until you're 80% full and aim to maintain your weight while you're gone. Or let's say I'm somewhere in between. Use your best judgment to determine how important your weight loss goals are relative to enjoying yourself on each trip. You don't need me to tell you what to do and what not to do. Time to pull up your knickers again and make an adult decision. If you don't travel frequently, but you frequently dine out, you can simply run through the previous scenario and swap out trips for meals or dinners out. The same concept applies to dining out multiple times per week versus on rare occasions. You need to zoom out, determine your priorities, and make a choice. The choice is always yours, but there's always an outcome associated with it. And step 4, accentuate the positive. Finally, we underestimate how important it is to frame a decision like eating a celebratory meal in a positive light. You hold the power rather than your diet holding the power over you. When you make the choice, aim to remove all guilt associated with it. The way we frame things is extremely important from a psychological perspective. Stop using negative terms like cheat meal and bad foods. Put on your grown-up pants. If you're going to eat a higher calorie meal, make the choice to do so and own it. No fuss, no muss. You're in control. I actually don't like the term cheat meal because it has a negative connotation associated with it. It implies you're doing something bad and that you're eating something bad. I don't want anyone to feel like there's good or bad food. There is simply food. If it needed a label, I would prefer something like free meal. This might be an instance where you go and eat free of tracking or measuring with the goal of removing any of the stressors that are associated with those, but not bringing any negativity surrounding the choice. And recognize that we always have a choice. Even when we don't have a choice of the type of food, we have a choice when it comes to quantity. Make the choice. Understand what that choice means, then own that choice. If you want to have something higher calorie, that's your prerogative. Enjoy it, then move on. Don't dwell on it. Try not to feel guilty. Don't punish yourself with cardio. Just simply move on. Conclusion. If you can take one thing away from this, it's that yes, one meal can definitely impact a week's worth of weight loss. However, every decision comes down to your individual goals within the context of your life. Sometimes that decision is, I'm going to go out and have a really good meal, and I know that it won't be a step in the direction of my weight loss goals. And sometimes that decision is, I'm going to order X because of Y. If we frame our decision-making process in a realistic and positive light, we begin to shed some of the guilt that can come along with the results of the decisions we make. Regain that power and make adult decisions. Own those choices and realize that we all deserve to be happy. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Is That Weekly Cheat Meal Ruining Your Weight Loss Progress? By Landon Poberin with markfisherfitness.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really liked when today's author, Landon, said this. Don't think of certain foods as on or off the plan. And don't think of some of your meals as cheat meals. I love the idea of calling them free meals, because as Landon said, if we think of certain foods as bad or not allowed or like we're cheating if we eat them, it changes our relationship with food. I don't want anyone feeling guilty for eating foods that they enjoy. Instead, I would simply prefer they enjoy eating the foods they like, but consume them in moderation. That way, no food is off limits, unless, of course, someone has a food allergy or intolerance, and yet at the same time, they're hopefully still working towards their goals. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.